Hey, what's happening? I hope you are having a tremendous evening. It's almost 11 p.m. on Monday, June 10th, 2019. And as you saw here, I just wanted to post a warning. When you're following me, I am in the moment. And being in the moment, I might say or do something that might be considered crazy. I might be considered wild. It might be considered spontaneous. It might be considered possibly emotional. Why? Because I'm in the present moment and I speak what's on my mind. So in doing so, I appreciate those who are near me because they recognize that with this comes huge benefits and also sometimes like, whoa, what's that all about? And it's always a good reminder that when you surround yourself with people who get to know you, they know where your heart is and they know what you stand for. And I appreciate that. And I have great friends from over the years. And in today's day and age, here we are on the texting and all this all the time. And in text, there can be some miscommunications in the intent of what was texted or written from the one person and on the other side, how it was received. And that's why many times I'll just pick up the phone and call people just to get to the bottom of it and skip the texting and the writing all back and forth and just like, hey, what's up? What's going on? And just getting right to the chase versus the back and forth and the misinterpretations and the misunderstandings. But through all that, we also are living in interesting times where there is a massive amount of covering up truths. So even people who are really good at finding stuff online, without the awareness and discernment, you can find stuff to back up pretty much anything. No matter what anyone believes, you can find proof, you can find evidence to back it up. Why? Because every ideology, every stance that is large and mainstream has teams of people that work to put out false information to back up that particular stance, to back up that particular story. So we live in this day and age of misinformation. We live in this day and age of lies, deceit, hiding the truth. And as someone who I don't know all the truth, but I've been quite a seeker my life, and I'm pretty good at sensing BS, pretty good at sensing like, huh, that doesn't make sense. You know, just an internal alignment, just the discernment factor. But I don't know the truth to everything, right? But that being said, I try to stay objective. So in that, we live in this day and age where even family members, even close friends can agree to disagree. But what also can occur in the texting and back and forth, not only in just the intent of what was put out, but also the way that it's received, we also live in this day of autocorrect. And I dealt with a good friend today that we had an autocorrect misunderstanding. And I read it. I'm like, what? Like, that seems off. And then we got into some texting back and forth. I'll have to follow up with a phone call tomorrow. It's been a busy day. But it was a misunderstanding based off an autocorrect that led to a totally different meaning of having one letter being changed. And that leads to some miscommunication. So here we are in this day and age. I'll post a video below this once it's all done that I think will be funny for you. And it's two friends who are like, hey, what's up? Not much, you know, and it goes back and forth. But one friend is interpreting the other friend as being rude, and it's just hilarious of how the misinterpretation can lead to two different realities and misunderstandings. But when they meet, it's pretty hilarious. So I'll post that video as a comment when this is all done. But it's just a friendly reminder that, look, with the political divisions, with the, you name it, there's so many different divisions out there. My philosophy of it is it's all there to help us fight amongst ourselves while the people in power are pulling a magic trick. Pay attention to this nonsense while we do our devious acts over here. So it's all meant to cause chaos within families, within communities, within friendships. But just stand back and recognize, like, look, we're all in this together. None of us make it out alive. In the end, you know, 50 years from now, 100 years from now, none of this means a damn thing. We take it all seriously, and like the world is ending like right now. And you know what? The world ends for each of us sooner than we probably want, regardless of how long we live. It's a brief journey. So live it while we can, and let go of trying to be right. And by the way, I'm speaking this to me, not just to everybody. Like, this is to me as well, to not get caught up in the meaningless proving of points or justifying or backing up stories with proof, which, like I said, proof can be backed up from any stance in today's day and age, because there's a lot of false proof out there that's out there to make each stance appear truthful, and the truth being really hidden and history being rewritten and all sorts of fun stuff. But through it all, here we are. And through it all works. And through it all, this journey is brief for each of us. So I encourage you to make the most of it. I encourage you to recognize your best awaits. I encourage you to set big, lofty goals, big, hairy, audacious goals that scare you. They're so big, that inspire you, that give you a burning desire to want to stay up late and want to get up early, because you know, we're not waiting around to die. We're living each day. I encourage you to live life with that burning desire, with the joy de vivre, with the desire to reach your full potential, the desire to find something that gets you passionate, gets you excited, gets you joyous, gets you adventurous, gets you exploring, and out of the survival mode into the exploration mode is quite a fun thing to do. And at the same time, forgiveness is pretty cool. So forgive yourself. Forgive others. And I ran across Joe Vitale years ago. I met Joe. He was in The Secret. Met him in 2005 before The Secret came out. And he shared many great lessons with me over the years. But one of them is from Hoapananapano, something like that. Hawaiian tradition, I believe. But in essence, it's something that is about forgiveness. And there it is on the screen. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. So say that to yourself. Look yourself in the mirror. Look, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I'm sorry. I love you. I'm tired. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Say that to yourself. Say that to your family. Say that to your friends. And remind yourself, this journey is brief. And things that we think are important right now, life or death type of important, in the grand scheme of things, 50 years, 100 years, 200 years, 500 years, aren't going to mean jack. So don't get caught up in it. Don't get caught up in proving points. Get caught up in spreading joy. Get caught up in being all that you're capable of. Get caught up in something that gives you that passion, that joy, that adventure, that burning desire. And love. Love is good. Love yourself. Love others. Do unto others as you would have done unto you. And that's a golden rule. Platinum rule is do unto others as they would like to be done unto, because just because I like to be treated one way doesn't mean others like to be treated another way. So that's the platinum rule. There we have it. So stick with me. It's a good journey. It's a fun journey. I'm going to say and do some crazy things. And sometimes I'll have to forgive myself, and other times I'll have to ask for forgiveness for you. So I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Make today great. If you aren't in my app yet, there is much, much value in there. You can go register for free. It's not an app that's normal. It's a membership app. You have to go register at thesimplifier.app, thesimplifier.app. And when you register for free, you'll receive an email that has your password. You're going to be emailed a password. And just as a heads up in advance, a capital I and a lowercase l look the same. So if you get a password that is either a capital I or lowercase l, the best way is when you get the email, copy that password, paste it into the app, and there it is. But if you get an error, that means if you guessed it as a lowercase l, it was a capital I, and vice versa. That's just one of the common things that happen every once in a while. So go to thesimplifier.app, register for free if you haven't already, receive that email, get the app, log in, and wait to see the amazingness waiting in there. There's a $5,000 course that, yes, 143 people invested $5,000 a piece to attend live. You get that as a gift. You get interviews with some of my amazing friends in there, as well as some insights from me. So enjoy. Go to thesimplifier.app. Get that, and I'll look forward to chatting with you inside there and here on the Facebooks. All right, make today great. Talk with you soon.